Jones' employer. He was Cardinal Long.
Oh, okay.
And he's now in the Vatican, or was, with the last pope. And I haven't heard that he's come back. And he was...
Well, he might be really old and retired, right?
He was Cardinal up in Massachusetts. Hmm. And they lived in Boston for a while. Lura, Lura had stayed with his mother.
I think you told me that. I think you told me that before.
Anyway, that was his name, Cardinal Long.
Okay.
And then we talked about Billy's family. Then Tommy was the next one. And Tommy was brother's age. He was born in 1918, I believe. Anyway, Tommy graduated from the University of Mississippi, and he taught political science.
Okay.
And he got his law degree there. And he spent most of his life in Oxford. He was born in West Point.
Yeah, 1918. Oh, he was born in West Point.
Yeah.
Why were they born in West Point?
That's where they lived then.
What was...
They lived in West Point, and Uncle Will owned a little railroad.
Oh.
And that was...
In West Point, or it was...
It was between Okolona and some other place, I don't remember where.
Huh.
But it went east and west in the middle part of the state, and it was a small railroad.
But and wasn't Uncle Will...
And he was the railroad lawyer for the IC, I believe, Illinois Central.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tommy was born in West Point, and then they moved to Oxford when he was a student at the university. No, when he was in high school. And then
Why did they move to Oxford?
Uncle Will moved there. I don't know why he decided on Oxford, but he did, maybe to educate his children.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they moved to Oxford, and that's where Tommy went to school, high school, and then to college, and he got his law degree and joined the Marine Corps during World War II and was on Guam.
Hmm.
And he was a communications officer, and he he was in that, taking Guam over.
Hmm.
Very treacherous. He used to tell a lot of funny stories about his Marine days.
Mm-hmm.
And for one thing that we used to laugh about, when the kamikazes would attack the ships, and he had a Marine contingent that was at sea, he said they turned on all the lights so they could see, and that just made them a target for the kamikaze until they figured that out. And then he talked about their gunnery practices, that they'd shoot toward the Hawaiians, and hazards, what a hazard that was. They really, you wonder how we won the war.
After talking with him.
When you hear the stories that they told. But
so he was on ships then?
Yeah.
Okay.
As
a Marine?
As a Marine.
Okay.
And, but anyway, he got back safely, and we were all mighty happy about that. And he was in the legislature when he first came back, along with William Weller, who was our governor at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were supposed to be he was part of a young group of men who came back from the war and went into the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And then he practiced law with Uncle Will, and then he practiced law with several other people. And then he was employed by the university again as a professor and as a university lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and did an awful lot of work for the university. Among part of it was they were responsible for the old, what is now the old law building, and we all thought it was the most atrocious thing we'd ever seen.
What, the building?
The building. But we didn't dare tell Tommy. And one of the moot court rooms was dedicated to Billy.
Okay.
And their portraits are in the old law school.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was worked for the district attorney for North Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And he was appointed during the
Wait, wait. The district attorney belongs to the county, I think.
No, it was for the whole North Mississippi district.
You're talking about the district court, the federal district court?
Federal.
Okay. Well, maybe you have a district attorney.
That's what they call it.
Okay.
And they dedicated a building to him.
Yeah.
They have an Etheridge building down there.
In Oxford. Yeah.
In Oxford. Tommy was very popular,
mm-hmm.
and he knew everybody.
Mm.
And could tell all kinds of tales, entertain you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very close to Tommy. Mm-hmm. I loved him dearly.
Mm-hmm.
He was a sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
And Esther was she was just like a sister. She didn't mm-hmm. have any sisters, so mm-hmm. she was close to Pank and me. So we've been...
Where is she from?
She was from Batesville.
Okay.
She was a Lewis.
Right.
From Batesville.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were close to both of them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two children, Laura and Lenoa. Lenoa was the oldest daughter. And
1 year.
Just about.
Yeah, what it says here.
They were very close together.
Mm-hmm.
And Lenoa married Milton Hobbs, who's an internal medicine doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she had three children, Dee and Lenoa, and Miriam and Laura.
In that order?
In that order.
Okay.
And then Laura had two children, two girls, and they are Lenoa and Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they have children. Elizabeth has three children,
already.
Three little girls,
mm-hmm.
and Lenoa has the only little grandson for a long time,
mm-hmm.
Henry and Laura Beth.
Oh, and Lenoa has two kids?
Lenoa has two children.
A boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl.
Okay.
And Laura married Walton Gresham, a sweet, sweet man. His only thing that I have against Walton is he's a big Republican.
Hmm.
And in the last election, he called me and asked me to vote for Thad Cochran because we had a complete idiot that was running against him.
What, the Democrat?
No, he was another Republican.
Wow.
And he was running against Thad. And so I voted Republican for the first time in my 95 years. I hadn't done it for anybody else.
Hmm.
But anyway.
Well, who was the Democrat?
He was a nonentity.
He just didn't have a chance.
He didn't have a chance, so what was the point?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what they accused us of, us Democrats going over to and voting Republican and getting Thad Cochran back.
Back, oh yeah. The Tea Partiers got on you for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
But anyway, that...
Well, good. You're fighting a good fight.
Yeah.
If those people are against you, then you know you're doing something right.
Oh, McDaniel was so crazy.
Okay.
Oh, he was an idiot.
This was a Tea Party guy.
Party.
Yeah, and now he's suing them and all.
Yeah, suing them.
Wow.
But anyway, I did for Walton. I voted mm-hmm. Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to Uncle Frank's family. And Uncle Frank married Aunt Carlotta, who was a member of a prominent family in Lowndes County, in what is the Meridian?
Meridian, what's the county there? Lauderdale.
Lauderdale,
mm-hmm.
in Lauderdale County.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Carlotta was very pretty.
Okay.
But a complete nut.
Oh, really?
And we called her Aunt Colitis. That was what Son and Bill and Gene and
so I. He was between
he was
Will Uncle Will
and Sister Fanny.
And Tommy.
Huh?
And Tommy, too.
No. Uncle Frank came after Uncle Will, and then Sis.
And then Sis, and then Tommy.
No, we no. didn't have any Thomas and Granny's
okay,
family.
Okay, and that, I'm getting them mixed up.
Yeah.
Well, now I got, wait. Oh, I see. Okay, never mind.
Uncle Frank was next.
Keep going. Because, see, Uncle Frank had Frank Jr.
Frank Jr., yeah.
And Frank Jr. is between Uncle Will and, or Will, Billy. And Tommy.
Yeah.
He's between the two.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And he married Aunt Colada.
Okay.
And Aunt Colada was pretty and nutty. I wouldn't want Missy to hear this.
Who's Missy?
Missy is her granddaughter.
Okay.
Aunt Colada's granddaughter. Okay. And they had, there's Irma. They had three children.
Right.
They had Frank Jr. and Elna. No, not Elna. Frank Jr. and what it was?
Carlotta Etheridge.
Colada. Yeah, Colada, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And she was brother's age, born in 1918.
19.
Uh-huh. Colada and
there's another one.
Mary Castle.
Castle. Right.
And Mary Castle died very young. Hey, Irma.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm all right. We had a late dinner or something.
Uh-huh. We had...
okay, we're running.
Mary Castle died very young.
How'd she die?
And I don't know what she died of, but... she was not very old, I know that.
Well, she's about a year younger than my mother.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
And Colada was real pretty. Really
okay.
pretty girl. Frank Jr. was a lawyer. But he was also a little screw loose.
Where did he practice law?
Well, he worked for the government
okay.
in Washington.
Okay.
And he had some children.
Two children. He married Alma Brock.
Yeah,
and Frank Kendall Etheridge, three.
Kendall.
And Cynthia Dion Etheridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Kendall was mentally unstable, and so was Frank Jr. I don't know that he was mentally unstable, but he wasn't a very stable person.
Okay.
And he married Alma.
Okay.
And they had Kendall and the other girl.
And Cynthia.
And Missy is Carlotta's daughter. And Colada.
Well, now Colada. All right, so Colada.
Colada had three children.
Yeah, she married Benjamin.
Yeah, she married
Elias Clayton.
Yeah, Benjamin Clayton.
All right, so
and both of them. Oh, Benjamin was so good looking, and Colada was so pretty, and we just admired them so much.
Now, which Colada are you talking about there?
The daughter, Uncle Frank's daughter.
Okay.
And they married. She married when she was about 16 or 17 years old.
Okay.
And she had Missy, who is Mary Colada.
Yeah, oh,
and she
well,
had Benjamin.
Because this is Missy.
Benjamin and Missy and Richard.
Yeah.
And Richard.
Benjamin's the oldest.
Yeah, Benjamin.
She was 18 when he was born.
Benjamin was an insurance salesman in New Orleans.
Okay.
That's where he lives. And Missy married DeWitt Bates, and she lives in Summit, Mississippi, and they live on a farm. And her son is the district attorney for his county, whatever.
Her son?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Missy and Richard studied in Germany, was proficient in German, taught school, and worked for the state government.
Okay.
But he died very young.
Richard?
Uh-huh, Richard died.
Hmm.
And his widow lives in Jackson, and I think her name's Betty.
Okay.
Yeah, Betty lived in Jackson. And Missy is the one that I keep in touch with.
Okay.
And she had two children. She had a son, Dee, and then she had a daughter named Rachel for your grandmother.
Okay.
And Rachel is a student. She has studied it. I think she exhausted the courses at State, and now she's at Louisiana State studying petroleum engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And she's about to finish her schooling, but she's okay. Been in school for about 8 years, okay. I think. But anyway, those are Mrs. children. And they have a big farm, and they raise cattle, and they...
And that's in Summit.
In Summit. Okay. It's just outside of Macomb.
Okay. And, down south.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they have all kinds of fruits.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes, she brings me all kinds of things. Oh. And
How often does she come?
She used to come to the football games in Oxford, but they've given that up because it's too far.
Mm-hmm.
And DeWitt, and they would stay with me when they came up here.
Okay.
But I haven't seen her in some time. I think the last time she came was about a year or so ago. Okay. But we talked on the telephone.
Okay.
And she insisted if I needed her, she'd come.
That's nice.
And I believe her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go down to Sis, and we'll stop there because that takes in all of us.
Okay. Good.
I think I told you about Sissy's being such a good teacher. So.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, we'll go on from there.
Oh, we could keep going. We hadn't talked about John yet.
I know it. And I don't, Uncle John is one that I know very little about. Hank and I were friendly with John Jr. And at one time, Elmer came up and spent a summer with us, going to summer school. So,
Eleanor, the daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And June was my age, and she married Roscoff.
Kepp here.
Roscoff, and they lived in California.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. They lived in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Army, and she was working in Washington, and they met there and married, and moved to California, so I saw very little of June. They came to see us when Pank and I lived down on Randolph Street.
Okay.
But I hadn't heard from her since then.
She has a son.
And she has a Walter. Son that looks just like Uncle John.
Okay.
Uncle John's picture, because I didn't know Uncle John. Knew Aunt Emily. And, that was another tale that was famous in the family. Eleanor married. They lived in Aliceville, Alabama.
Now, which Eleanor is, who?
Eleanor. It's Uncle John's daughter.
Okay. Margaret Eleanor Evans.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we called her Eleanor.
Okay.
And Eleanor was getting married, and so they invited Granny and Nunchy and Rachel to come to the wedding. And, you know, Aliceville is just a...
It's not very far from Meridian.
It's not far from Meridian. And it's just a... you blink your eye and you're through it.
Yeah.
So they didn't have any place to eat. And so they complained bitterly. Every time they talked about Elma's wedding, they told us they invited them over there and didn't provide any nourishment. So that was the outstanding thing about Elma's wedding, that they invited Granny and Nunty and Rachel. Didn't provide for them.
1938. That's when.
But John Jr. died about 2 years ago, and he was 93 years old. But he and I kept in touch with each other, and his wife. I've forgotten her name, and I know.
Virginia Eggleston.
Yeah,
Eggleston.
Virginia.
Mm-hmm. So he died in 2013.
I think so.
He was 90.
93, I think.
93?
Well, it says he was born in 1915.
Well, then, He would have been about 90, what?
Eight.
Eight. Okay.
He sent me a picture, and oh, he looked pitiful. Okay. He was so old. But anyway, Hank and I were friendly with them when they lived in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And for some unknown reason, Aunt Ruth and Sis went out to their house to something, to dinner, I guess, and it didn't please them, and they weren't very friendly with them. But Hank and I were, and John Jr. kept beagles. That's where we got interested in beagles.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big beagle person. And so we got interested in beagles when they were up there in Washington. And then, as I say, John Jr. and I kept in touch with each other from then on. We'd write at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought a house down in Vero Beach, Florida, and retired. But Virginia was an invalid for years and years. They had to have somebody with her all the time. And John Jr., he enlisted in the Navy and started out as a corpsman. But he was finally promoted to lieutenant commander. He retired as a lieutenant commander in the Navy.
Okay.
So that was his career. And Elna, as I told you, married a man who had the beer distributorship in Alice.
Downer.
And then Elna did.
Yeah, Downer is his
name. Yeah, Downer. And then she married again after he died.
Okay.
And married, what was his name? I've forgotten the name of the man she married. And they moved to Florida.
Okay.
And then she came back to Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
And whether she's living now, I doubt it. But I haven't kept in touch.
She's pretty old.
I haven't kept in touch with her.
Mm-hmm. She'd be 98.
Would she? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't believe she's living.
98, yeah.
But I've lost touch with that family now that John Jr.'s gone. But that's...
It's funny because everybody, when they're doing genealogy, they try to go back. And the good thing about Uncle Will's book is that he went forward.
Yeah.
And you know, that way you know who your current relatives are, not just that you're kin to King Edward II or something like that. Yeah. But and that's what's missing in our genealogy is going forward and laying all that out. Okay, well, we'll stop here.
Okay.